This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A federal lawsuit filed last week in Denver says Colorado's medical aid in dying law is unconstitutional. CPR's Haley May reports.
A coalition of disability and patient advocacy groups is suing the state over its End of Life Options Act. They argue it puts people with disabilities and other vulnerable individuals at risk of premature death. The filing calls for the law to be struck down or changed to prevent people with ailments like anorexia and spinal cord injuries from being labeled as terminal patients when health outcomes are still uncertain. On the other side, supporters of Colorado's law say it's tailored to protect patients. In 2023, fewer than 400 people in the state used that law. Most had terminal illnesses like late-stage cancer. Haley May, CPR News.
And a new state law to protect biometric privacy goes into effect this week. CPR's Benta Berkland reports it's the first law of its kind in the country.
It requires businesses and employers that collect information such as fingerprints, iris images, facial scans, and brainwaves to destroy the data after it served its purpose. Companies must inform people when they're collecting biometric information and also have a written policy on how to respond to a security breach. If they process sensitive data for large numbers of people, they also need someone's consent to sell or disclose any of this information. The bipartisan law passed the Colorado legislature in 2024 with unanimous support. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.